Nigel, another night of cup magic tonight, a terrific performance by the players and a penalty shootout victory.
Yeah, it was reminiscent, I think, of times last season. Backs to the wall stuff at times, some brilliant blocks in the second half and especially in extra time. But when we got the first half out of the way, we were pleased with the first half, showed them a little bit too much respect at times, conceded a poor goal. But apart from that, we were reasonably pleased with it. Got in at half-time and said, come on, we're going to have to go and get a goal now. Put them under a bit more pressure, which we tried to do from the kick-off. I thought we deserved the result over the course of the 2 hours.
Fantastic cup tie, wasn't it? I mean, 30,000 fans, both teams desperate to win it.
It was, you know, and you know, I think West Ham showed that when they put the subs on that they did, you know, bringing the three real first-team stars on to try and win the game. But we held firm and then scored also five brilliant penalties. But it was nice because we've looked disjointed at times this season, without doubt. I thought tonight was the first time we looked solid as a team again, reminiscent of last season.
But you always said it would take time, and is now back-to-back wins in the league, a win in the cup as well. You seem to have got that momentum now.
We're still not close to where we want to be. I think we need another couple of players, and we need everybody else still time to settle in. But you see the difference, you know. Jamal Campbell-Rice comes on, he knows his role better, he knows his job better. You know, love to get James Wallace on the pitch. And I thought there were some outstanding performances. I thought Chris Basham must have covered every blade of grass on the pitch tonight. And Mark McNulty up front on his own. His touch, everything, won his free kicks. I thought he was very good as well.
I thought the scenes at the end were reminiscent of Craven Cottage, the players all going down to the fans there. I mean, that result last season just really helped your season, didn't it? Really take speed. I mean, could that happen again here, do you think?
We hope so. And we said to the new players, that's what it felt like last season. And obviously it brought it all back for the lads who were part of it as well. But it was lovely just seeing the supporters, over 1,000 odd there again, incredible. And they made so much noise considering they're outnumbered by 28,000. You wouldn't have thought it with the amount of noise they made.
And the players showed a lot of character, didn't they? The noise when they were taking their penalties to get 5 out of 5 in a pressure situation like that, they deserve some credit over it.
An awful lot. There's not many teams score all the 5 penalties, and you just hope that one's going to fail for the other team. And Mark Howard made a great save, but he made 2 or 3 during the game as well. I don't think there's too many on better form than him at the moment.
So round 3, you want a home draw in the next one, but people are going to start to say, are you going to do it again now after your great cup run last year, aren't they?
Yeah, it's more important we get something at Preston on Saturday. And we've reminded the players, I'm sure they'll be delighted we've just gone through 120 minutes. But we've got a couple of fresh lads, Michael Higdon and Jamie Murphy. Didn't get on tonight, so they'll certainly be in contention to start. So it's more important now. We've got a 2-week break after Saturday. Let's get a point or so and go into it unbeaten in a few games.
What's the situation with Bob Harris? He had to be carried off, and it looked like a nasty one.
Yeah, he's just got that 50-50. I don't think there's anything malicious in it at all. He's just gone in for a good old-fashioned block tackle, and he's just got a whack on his ankle. So I hope we won't need a scan or anything, but we'll know more tomorrow.
And you say you want to, you know, bring more in, you've said a defender. I mean, I can't help but notice that Michael Dawson signs for Hull tonight. I mean, have you spoken to Hull about Maguire at all? Is that a possibility?
Not yet, no. We'll probably put the call in. And it's thing Harry knows where we are as well, that situation. But we'll certainly be making an inquiry. It's just whether he sees it as a bit of a backward step. He just signed for the Premier League, and whether he, you know, coming back again to where he's just left. But we'll ask the question.
Well done.
Thank you.